Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. 123. That's the number of heroin overdoses so far this year in the city of Taunton. Seven of those have been fatal, adding to the 178 fatal overdoses that have occurred statewide in the past 3 months.
And here's how bad it is in Taunton. Last year, the Taunton Police Department received 2 to 5 overdose calls per week. This year, they're receiving as many as 2 per day. One of the people who's hugely concerned with this and who's been talking openly about the challenge is the mayor of Taunton, Tom Hoy. And Mayor Hoy, welcome to Radio Boston. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So Taunton is known for this market for cheap, accessible heroin. But what explains the recent surge in overdoses in your city?
Well, I think maybe known isn't the right way to put it. I mean, it's certainly, the use has been prevalent, especially with the, what I think has caused the increase in overdoses, especially the fatal overdoses, is that the drug is being cut somewhere along the lines with fentanyl, which has made it even more deadly, and that's caused the rash of overdoses, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, we're up to 8 deaths now, so it's a very, very difficult situation. It's not one that, you know, we certainly welcome here in the city of Taunton, but it's one that I feel we have to talk about. You know, we could close our eyes and pretend it doesn't exist and hope it goes away, but we know that isn't in the best interest of the city long term. So we're talking about it, and we're trying to make a difference in curbing this deadly drug.
Well, I want to ask you about that, but let me sort of follow up on that point. The Boston Globe ran a very powerful piece about the addiction problem in Taunton this week. You made the point to the Globe that you just made to me that this isn't a problem exclusively found in Taunton, but you want to talk about it openly. Why is it so important to talk about it openly? And do you think that other cities, other parts of the state are not?
I think some cities are. I certainly think Greenfield does. I think Weymouth does. I think Brockton does. Boston. There's many cities that do. And there's many cities that don't, or especially smaller towns. I mean, this is a drug that has, you know, no boundaries. It was a few years back, it was more prevalent in the suburbs, actually, with the, you know, the OxyContin explosion, and when people, as we know, when people can't afford the OxyContin anymore, they move on to the cheaper heroin and more readily available heroin. So it's a problem that's affecting everyone, and I think what we've done as a city in bringing this problem out to the forefront, we've given those families of those affected a voice, and I think there's a lot more talk about it, a lot more open communication, and things will get better. It's just a very difficult situation right now.
Yeah, it's interesting when you talk about giving families a voice. You know, we've had some families on this program, and when I say families, parents of people who have been lost to addiction and people who are successfully fighting against addiction, recovering from addiction, I should say. And one of the points they make again and again and again is to talk openly about it, to somehow destigmatize this addiction problem and really talk about it as a sickness, because that's sort of the first step toward getting the help that these people need.
Right. I mean, this is affecting all families. I mean, families from every social class, all different races, gender. It has no boundaries. I mean, I was at the gym the other day, and, you know, a gentleman that I've known for years approached me and said, you know, I could tell he wanted to talk to me. He was a little bit quiet, and, you know, just the way he approached me, and said, you know, I'm glad you did this, because my oldest son is an addict, and he's in rehab right now, and I'm having a very hard time with it, but I'm glad, you know, you brought it forward, because it gives me and my family a little bit more of a voice and a more willingness to talk about it. So, you know, that is mainly the reason that I made the decision to, you know, hold the public forum and move forward in the manner that we did.
Yeah. So
just
what,
for that reason.
What other initiatives are you taking on to spread awareness, to get this word out, to get people to talk about it?
Well, the media has been very, very powerful. We've certainly had, you know, a lot of attention has been played to Taunton. You know, unfortunately, it's not the attention that, you know, when I was elected mayor that I even necessarily wanted, but it's necessary all the same. You know, we had the drug czar here. Senator Markey's been here. Congressman Kennedy, we held a forum for healthcare providers just last week. I'm going to Washington next week to talk to our federal delegation. You know, this, one of the biggest issues is it just aren't enough detox beds available for those afflicted. It's not that nobody sets out to be a heroin addict, and most people, you know, if you get them in that moment of sobriety, they don't want to be addicted to this deadly, and it's a disgusting drug. You know, more so than anything, it's deadly. It's disgusting. It's not a pretty drug. It's not glamorous. People do not want to be addicted to this drug, but physically they're overcome.
Yeah. Mayor Hoy, I'm interested in asking you about this. You said you're going to Washington, and I remember when the drug czar Gil Kerlikowske was there. What can the federal government do? Because it occurs to me that for the longest time, the war on drugs was sort of a criminal enterprise and, and sort of finger wagging and just say no. Now it's being recognized as a medical issue. Is there sort of federal war on drugs money that is now loosened up and available to communities like yours?
That's what I want to get my, get my hands wrapped around is what is available for these people. You know, we need more treatment beds. You know, Taunton State Hospital is a mental health institution right here in Taunton that unfortunately, you know, the Patrick administration has been trying to close to move those beds to Boston. To Worcester, which, you know, isn't, I don't think, in the best interest of certainly the Taunton area. But also could be a spot where we could have additional treatment beds here in this area. They simply more have to open up to help these people in dire needs. And you know, that's going to take some help, some assistance from the healthcare companies as well in loosening some of their standards and not, you know, shunning people that need help.
Mayor Hoy, we wish you all the luck in the world, and thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Glad to. Anytime.
That's Tom Hoy, mayor of Taunton, talking to us about the recent surge in heroin overdoses in Taunton and across the state.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.